I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is a Crowd podcast.
This is Quiz Chat Repeat, the podcast where we do a quiz, we have a chat, we squeeze in an advert break, and we repeat the whole thing all over again, Monday to Friday, forever. Hello, I'm Makita Oliver, and it's another Music Tuesday. Today's guest is the actor and comedian Meggie Foster. We have 15 points to play for. Meggie, are you ready to quiz?
I'm ready. I'm ready for everything. Everything? Anything.
Anything for everything.
For everything.
Question number one. According to UK sales, what is Lady Gaga's best-selling single?
Oh, Lady Gaga. It's going to be one of her, like, older ones, probably. I've been to see her. I went to see her in concert when she came to London in 2012 or 11, I think it was.
So you remember the big hits?
I do. I love Gaga. Ariana Grande's new one with her is Life. It really is. What would it be? It's between Just Dance and Poker Face for me.
Okay.
I'm going to go Poker Face.
Correct.
Oh my God, was it?
Yes. Oh God, listening to you deliver it was hell. I was like, please land on Poker Face. Correct answer is Poker Face. Question number two. BTS are arguably the biggest boy band in the world right now. Where are they from?
BTS. Oh gosh. Are they really new?
Yes. Okay. Sort of the last couple of years, they're sort of the biggest band in the world that you've never heard of.
Oh God, that's so awkward. I've been cooped up in my COVID shelter.
No, I mean like they are the biggest band in the world that no one's ever heard of, if you get what I mean.
Oh,
like,
I see. So no one, so I'm not so stupid. Okay, fine.
No, I think they're deeply niche.
I don't know. Italy?
The correct answer is South Korea.
Okay, I would never have got that.
Yeah. Question number three. Before their greatest hits reunion in 2007, which 1998 single was the last Spice Girls video to feature all five members in person?
Ooh. To Become One?
The correct answer was Stop.
I would love to be a Spice Girl. I was always baby when I dressed up. My sister was always Victoria Beckham.
Posh and baby.
Posh and baby.
Question number four. Claire, Faye, H, Lee and Lisa are members of which pop group?
Steps.
Yes, you knew that Steps. One quickly.
I love Steps. I love them. Yeah. I did actually see H in when he was in a musical. He was in Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat once.
Was he Joseph?
Yeah, he was. Okay. He was really good.
Question number five. In what year did Arctic Monkeys release their latest album? It was called Tranquility Base Hotel and Casino.
So you said later, so that's a hint and a half. 2019?
Oh, the correct answer was 2018.
Oh, darn.
Question number six. In 1999, Lauryn Hill became the first woman to win 5 Grammys in one night, all for her debut album. But what was the name of that debut album?
Lauryn Hill...
If you had it, you know the name. If you didn't, you probably
no,
don't.
No, unfortunately, I didn't, so I don't know.
The correct answer was The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. I'm going to implore you to go listen to that. It's very,
I'm going to.
Very good.
I'll get it.
Question number seven. House music is said to have originated from the underground club circuit of which US city?
Chicago.
Correct.
I'm a house girl. I love house music.
You knew that. Oh, are you missing going out to a house rave?
Oh my gosh, so much. And Ibiza. It's so sad. It's literally like, they are doing like on like visual ones on online and stuff like that. It's just not the same.
It's not quite the same, is it?
It's not. It's really sad.
Question number eight. Which Dido song was sampled for the Eminem song Stan?
Stan. I know this one as well.
Which Dido song was sampled for the Eminem song Stan?
Thank you.
Correct.
Yes.
Correct answer was thank you. Question number 9. Naughty's pop star Ellie Jackson is better known by what name?
Ellie Jackson.
I can give you a little other bit of trivia. Her mum was in The Bill.
Oh, really? Yeah. Doesn't help at all.
Naughty's pop star Ellie Jackson, better known by what name?
Ellie.
Incorrect. The correct answer is LaRue.
Oh, I love LaRue.
Yeah, I thought you would with your house.
I love LaRue. I didn't know her name was Ellie Jackson.
And her mum was in The Bill, the blonde one from The Bill. Oh. Your final three questions, Meggie, have multiple correct answers. Do you understand?
I do.
Question number 10. For 1 point, can you name any of the artists credited on the 2001 Garage Classic, Do You Really Like It?
DJ Luck, MC Neat.
Both incorrect, I'm afraid.
Oh, what?
I know. I thought it was DJ Luck.
Hang on.
It's Pied Piper. DJ Pied Piper. Also, we could have had Sharky P. I doubt you would have got that, though, because I don't know those. Melody or DT.
This is why I need to give more time to my thoughts. I'm sorry.
Question number 11. For 2 points, Meggie, let's take our time.
Let's.
Can you name two singers to have collaborated with Calvin Harris on a number one single?
I can. And I'm going to take my time. Calvin Harris, let's go. He's had so many.
He really has.
So
I'm looking
good
at this list. I love him. It's amazing.
Dua Lipa's definitely one of them.
Correct. Dua Lipa, One Kiss. One kiss is all it takes.
I'm trying to think of... There's so many, but they might not be number ones. Calvin Harris and... Who sings How Deep Is Your Love? I don't know the person who sings that.
That's such a great song.
That's such a good song. I don't know who the person who sings that with him. I don't even know if that's Calvin Harris, is it?
It is Calvin Harris.
Calvin Harris. And that's not...
But one more guess to try and get these 2 points. You already got Dua Lipa, that is correct.
Dua Lipa, Calvin Harris, come on, Megs. Come on, Megs. Number ones. Oh, let's just guess someone who will like... Lily Allen.
Incorrect. I'm afraid Lily is not on my list. I have Dizzy Rascal, Dance With Me. Rihanna, We Found Love.
I know. Gosh, this is embarrassing.
Florence Welch, Sweet Nothing. I don't remember that one. Alesso, Under Control. John Newman, Blame. Pharrell Williams, Feels. Katy Perry, Feels. Big Sean, Feels. Oh, yeah, that tune. And Sam Smith, Promises. Question number 12, your final question in your Music Tuesday. For 3 points, can you name three colours that are mentioned in the chorus of Mika's 2007 hit, Grace Kelly?
Yes, I can. There's Grace Kelly.
Yes, I can.
Oh my gosh, Mika, I'm going to have to think of the song now. I love that. My dad plays it all the time in my house.
Oh my God, does he?
Well, I mean, when it was out, he absolutely loves Mika.
We're looking for three colours that are mentioned in the chorus.
Okay, let's start with pink.
Oh, it's not on my list.
It probably isn't. I was guessing. Blue.
Correct. I have a blue. You have one more guess?
Yellow.
Oh, no, I don't have a yellow. I could be brown, I could be blue, I could be... I can't hear.
Oh, my gosh, Violet Sky.
Oh, my God, you even got Violet Sky. Oh, well done.
Yeah, I know. Too late.
I could be purple, I could be green. God, that was a flashback. Mika.
I love Mika.
Your score after that on your Music Tuesday is 6 points. Not too shabby. We'll talk Meggie through her points after this break.
This is the story of Whitney Houston, of George Michael, of Otis Redding, of Amy Winehouse, of Michael Hutchence, Bob Marley. This is the story of Prince.
It's a new podcast series
about how they died and why we're still talking about them so long after.
It's like nothing you've ever heard before.
That feeling.
That feeling. Just search for Death of a Rockstar on your podcast app.
And subscribe now.
So you're a house girl. I love that. Now I can really see your vibe, how you spend your summers, the way you live your life.
It's not a bad thing, don't worry.
Absolutely not. So is Ibiza your place of choice most summers?
I love it. It's just like, it's like adult Disneyland. That's how I describe it to everyone. Because when people are like, oh, why do you love it so much? I'm like, that's just what it's like. It's so, and everyone's so happy all the time. Like, every time I've gone, everyone's just so like, they're all beautiful as well, which actually is not a good thing, because I just feel so ugly in comparison to everyone
else.
Don't
be ridiculous.
But yeah, it's so much fun. I absolutely love it. And I'm going back as soon as this whole palaver is over.
Soon as we can, you're back out in Ibiza. Back in Ibiza.
Back in Ibiza. I can't believe
it. Maggie, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And that's Quiz Chat Repeat. If you enjoyed it, come back tomorrow and tell your friends as well. Use the hashtag QuizChatRepeat on social media to let everyone know how you got on. Let us know where you're listening and what you're doing while you're listening, whether it's walking the dog, watering the plants, or getting on the bus. We'll be with you every step of the way.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.